Stephen Miller, Transgender Surgery for Minors is Child Torture. By Nick Gilbertson on May 1, 2025. Washington White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller told reporters that surgeries and chemical treatments attempting to change a child's sex are child torture. Miller's comments came during a White House briefing on Thursday, in which he highlighted steps the Trump administration has taken to protect children from radical gender ideology. The Department of Justice is also coordinating with state and local law enforcement to fight child abuse in our school systems. It is child abuse to change a child's gender, particularly if you do not inform the parent, Miller said. So, in other words, if a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old goes to school, or a 7-year-old goes to school, and the teacher tries to turn the boy into a girl or the girl into a boy, that is child abuse, and this administration is treating that as child abuse, he added. And it is a gross violation of parental rights. Miller added that the administration is banning hospitals from using taxpayer funds to perform sex change operations on children. This also includes the administration's message to our hospital systems that they cannot and will not be allowed to use taxpayer dollars to perform chemical castrations and sexual mutilations of children, he said. Castration surgeries, castration drugs, sterilization treatments of children are barbaric. They violate all sound medical ethics. They are completely unwarranted. They harm children for life, irreversibly. It is child torture, it is child abuse, it is medical malpractice, Miller continued. Miller also highlighted Trump's executive order preventing federal funds from going to schools that allow men to participate with women, or boys to participate with girls, in sports. We are using every single legal and financial tool we have at President Trump's direction to make it clear that schools and universities are and will lose federal funds. As you've seen in Maine, if you allow men to invade women's sports and women's spaces, Miller said. Watch.